The following shiur has been presented by Harav Shmuel Felder, Paisik at Beis Medrash Gevaya of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara and Daf Chaf Hei in Brachas is where the sugya is about Saya, the issur of saying Dibri Kedusha, learning, davening, any Dibri Taira, or even here we'll see, is also asur in Seita Neifanim. And the Gemara is going to go through it exactly when it's asur, when it's mutter, and when Neifanim you could find Eitus. First we'll start off with the Hagdama, where's the Makar of the issur at Saya. There's a pasuk
in Parshas Ki Seita, in Peik Chaf Gimel. It says, Yad means that Makim is Zuman. It's like a Yad is Mizuman for everything the person needs. So the Yad is the same thing, that there's supposed to be a Makim is Zuman, a special place, Mechutla Machna, out of the Machna Yisrael. The Rambam and the other Rishayim learn is talking about when Kal Yisrael goes out of Machana, Machna, like the Parsha was talking about before. Rashi learns it means Sam, the Machna Yisrael, that they would say it in the Midbar. It says, V'yatsas v'shem achutz. And when a person has to do atziyat shrachav, he can't do atziyat shrachav in the machna. He has to go out chutz l'machna, which was the mepatsayis. So that's what the Rishayim was talking about. That go atziyat shrachav, you have to go out chutz l'machna. He'll be busy going out the whole day. He'll never be able to stay in the machna. So Yad says it was a different teva in those times. They had to go once in the morning and once in the evening, and the whole day they didn't have to go sifer kanim, sifer gedalim. It was enough. So to them it says, if a person has to go outside the he has to go outside there. Together with the other Klei Zion, have a Yaseh, the pointing stick, that the Shiftacha Chot, when you go to Siyasracha, the Shiftacha, it has to be by Pinsnir, that the person has to go to Yeshiva. Shiftacha Chot, the Chafat Abad, that with this Yaseh, you dig the Shafta, the Chisisa Siyasracha. The Shafta, yes, so you do that Siyasracha, the Shafta you turn around, because when you're doing that Siyasracha, the space is placing the Machna, and that's why the back should be the Machna. But now that everyone's covered up, he has to turn around and cover it up. That's the pasuk in Tayyib Shifei. So the Gemara in Tayyib Rachas learns out from this pasuk that you see over here that the makim that the Shechina is Mahalach together with Klal Yisrael has to be a massive Kedusha. A Sayo, a Hamid Shemer Eglayim is a spirit to Kedusha. The Mela, you can't have two things together. You can't have a massive Sayo, a Hamid Shemer Eglayim, the makim Kedusha. So the pasuk is talking about when Klal Yisrael either went to the Mechama or the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. But the Gemara learns out any time a person says the Dabar Kedusha, whether it's Talmud Torah, Krishna, Tfilah, any Dabar Kedusha, is a spirit to say you can't have Sayah in the makim that the person is saying that they're a Kedusha. Chashokin and Siminayan Dalad, at the beginning of Chokhazava, explains the Gabbat Sayah also, so then he says that Hashem of Kechem is Alfa Mikachem Nech, he says in the Zuin and the Gemara Saita, what means Alfa Aaron. So Kabachayma, that in the Machna, that only the Aaron was there, that the Aaron had the Shem Hashem. Still, you had to be Naive Kedusha, so it's Kabachayma, that a person that's standing, and he's Aymen Mishpal, or he's saying Dibri Kedusha, that it's a Kabachayma, that it has to be a Makim Kaddish. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, over the end of Siminayan Dalad, explains a little different. He says that when a person is Isaac the Kedusha, so then Beilish the Shechina is together with him, Beilish is together with him, and Mela, it's the same thing, that Hashem Alekech Mesal Bekech Benach, Beilish is together with him, and he has to be Naya the Kedusha, he can't have any Sayo Amit Shemei Reglayim near him. At the bottom, the Gemara lands out that it's from this part of the Yimach Nafek Kaddish, and this is the same in our Torah, that a person has to be Naya the Kedusha when he's saying Dibri Kedusha. It has to be Machnach HaKaddish. Machna should be Kaddish. And if he learns that a person that is not Nizza, it's a lava bomb of Kala Sey. It's Mitzvah Sey if he's Makayim, and it's lava bomb of Kala Sey. He's Ivid. It's a Dinder Isa. The Chashukhan over there in Siminayim Dalad says this Yisr of the Indian of Mayahai Machnach HaKaddish is more Chama than other Yisrim, even though it's just a lava bomb of Kala Sey, but he says it's more Chama than other Yisrim, because he says it goes into Bezayin Shemayim, but he's in the Vazid, the Dibri Kedushis, by doing such a thing. And if that person is not nizah, it's a tayeva. Is that the Hashem tayeva? Of course, tayeva. That's in the Gemara in Brachas Chavdalad Amid Bey. He says that the person was reading Krishna. And Zakach Nisuk and the voice in office, and as he's piercing, in those times they had different voice that weren't so clean. But while he was saying Krishna, he was Nichmas, the voice in the office, he says, the light perfect. He didn't stop saying as he was going to Nichmas and the office, he says, Alva Kasavayna, Kidra Hashem Vaza. That he's in Vaza, Dra Hashem. Gemara doesn't bring out the end of the puzzle, but the instructions say the end of the puzzle, Dra Hashem Vaza, is Kikaris to Kikaris. It's a very common big issue to be Nayig Dra Hashem Bezayan, Indian of Thesis for such a thing. So that's what the Rav Shachana says, that it's a Bezayan Shemayim. The Mishnah brings down the nine tests of Kadin Hay, that Hanizah, that the person is Nizim, Lahaska, Divri Kedusha, but Makim Shaynaki, he's careful not to mention the Davashi Kedusha, Makim Shaynaki. So he says, Allah Kasavayim, Dvahazet Tarikh Yaman. Because of this, Yezechah Tarikh Yaman. And the Gemara says, in Pasek Maschari, let the Yisaf, Maschari, Allah Kasavayim, Dvahazet Tarikh Yaman. The person is Nizah, Yezechah Tarikh Yaman. The person is not Nizah, Sakhet, that it's Kafir Yaman, it's in of creases. The Rebbeinu Yonah brings in Shag Yimel to Katan Mem Dalet, that Pasuk it says is Yav Chachma Salah Hakimen. The Davish only gives Chachma to the people that are smart. Well, the Mepharshim ask, Davish only gives Chachma to the people that are smart, so how do you get the Chachma at the beginning? The Rebbeinu Yonah says that Shad and the Pasuk Yav Chachma Hakimen means people that are Chachamim, that they know how to be Noyig and be Mechabed, the retire and the Yoni Kedusha. The Eibishter sees he knows how to be Noyig with the Kedusha the right way, then the Eibishter gives him Siyat and the Shmaya and gives him more Chachma. The president, the Eibishter sees that he's not Noyig in the right way, the Eibishter doesn't give him the Siyat and the Shmaya for the Dirik Chachma. A lot of times the person has a Yetzer to think in the learning in the market that he's not allowed to think. Sometimes he saves time. Not only doesn't he save time, it's Kayim Kitha Yaman, so he doesn't end up spending the time, and if I can't, he'll have less of the Shmaya, so in the long run he ends up losing out by being Mahara and marking the Kayim that he's not allowed. Now, the state of, if a person never learns the Simanim or doesn't know the halachas of the Simanim, it's not Shaykh to know how to be Nizah, to Debre Kedusha, and all these in Yanim. There's not to there without learning it. And to be Machma, any time a person has a Shaila, it can be Machma, because it's a Shaila Bittlefire, they can Machma Shalakadim. That's very important. If a person wants to know how to be Nayig, Debre Kedusha, Machnecha Kaddish, it's very important that a person should learn through the Simanim from that gets past Simon Ayin Vav and go to Peches. The Etim Kolim of the Simanim are spread out from Ayin Vav to Peches, here and there. President Mishmur gives a Hagdama from the Primagana a few Simanim later. I don't know exactly why he didn't give this Hagdama right at the beginning. But I wanted to give Hagdama Klalam of the Halachas. It's like this. It's Mishmur that Minatayra, in the Pasuk of Menecha Kaddish, doesn't mean just Saya, or can't be right next to him. The Teich Da'odama to the person is also Chesayin and Achneya Kaddish. It's also the Levush explains in Ayin Tez that you find all over the Da'odama Shaladam, that's called as Machmen. You see Da'odama Shaladam is Kainus Lai, Rabbi Shabbos, the person goes out to Chutz of Chumi as Da'odama, so to say the person can carry within his Da'odama. The Da'odama to the person, that's called his Machmen. Mela, for your Machnecha Kaddish doesn't mean just right next to the person. Machnecha Kaddish means the Machmen of the person. Since his Da'odama is called his Machmen, Mela, the Raisa, the Din of Machner Kaddish, goes within Dal Damas to the person. There is a Mandam in the Gemara, Shimon Elazar holds in the Gemara, that Kula Basic of Dal Damas. But we don't pass him like that. We don't pass him Kula Basic of Dal Damas. In the house is Dal Damas, that's called his Martin. The house belongs to him. It's his house. It belongs to him, Al Kanyanim, but Al Kapanim. To say his Martin Machner, we are called his Machneyo, that's his Dal Damas, wherever he is. And to move on, it's not again whether the person smells the Tsaya or not smells the Tsaya. It's not only is he smelling it or not. It's the Etim Tsaya. That's within his machne is a stira to the rekedusha, whether he smells it or not. The person even doesn't have the chesharayach, but still he's over this to the rice of machne kaddish, because the tsaya in his machne, and you're not allowed to see any rekedusha when they're saying with the machne. The edge of the Siman says that more than that, that not only tsaya is dasa of machne kaddish, but even the reyach of tsaya, the Mishmu brings down from the bush and others, that the reyach tsaya has a din midrash of the tsaya. Reich with a Tzoya has a din on the Tzoya. So just like if you have Tzoya within your Dal Amas, it's in the Machnei Kaddish. Same thing, if the Reich of the Tzoya is within the person's Dal Amas, that is looking as if the Tzoya is in within Dal Amas. So from place, Kozman, the Reich of the Tzoya is within his Dal Amas, goes into the same as the Reich of the Machnei Kaddish. So you have to make sure not only that the Tzoya is not within his Dal Amas, but even the Reich of the Tzoya is not within Dal Amas. That's why it's always Mavur that you have to be Macher Dal Amas, the Machim Shekal HaReich. Yeah, where the Reich stands, from there you need a Dal Amas. What's the reason why you need Dal Amas and not Mishkel HaReich? Because if the Reich is going to be within your Dal Amas, it's like you have to stay within Dal Amas. So you have to see where the Reich stands. And from there, you have to have Dal Amas, because within that Dal Amas, that's called the Machneum. A lot of times it happens that the mother could be changing the diaper of the child, and the person was learning in the room. So now it starts to smell, so he moves to the other side of the room to make sure that he doesn't smell it. So he doesn't have a different place to go, so he moves to the other side of the room to make sure that he doesn't smell it. So Taka, he's not smelling the Tzoya, but he's still looking at being over there for the Reich of Machnei Kaddish, because even though he doesn't smell it, but you need Dal Damas, 8 feet from where the Reich stops. It's not enough to move away from the smell. You have to make sure that the smell is not within Dal Damas the Reich. So far, not all the rooms are Dal Damas come into play, so you would have to go into a different room or make sure upon him that you Dal Damas and welcome Shekel HaReich. I mean, I intend as before that the rights of Tzaya is not just Tzaya Mamish, but anything that Nachmas Sirchen, Beth and the Adam, the Sana manner that people have Tzaya from such a bad smell, goes into the same as the rights of Tzaya. Like a Nazela Masrachas, if you have a dead carcass of an animal, once it starts being Masriach very much, that people understand it has the same as Tzaya, even though it's not Tzaya, but it has the same din of Tzaya. And once it has the din of Tzaya, it's the same thing. Not only can you have the Nazela Masrachas within your Dal Damas, but even the Reich of the Tzaya can be within your Dal Damas also. You have to have Dal Damas and Mokim Shekel HaReich. Ashpa Masrachas is more Shriach. If you have Ashpa Masrachas, you have a garbage that's Masrachas. After a while, a lot of people don't always wash the outside garbage pail. So after a while, and especially in the summer, in the winter is not so bad, but in the summer, a lot of times you could have to, you go past the garbage pails and Mamas Masrachas. It's Ashpa Masrachas. Even though there might not be any Tzaya in the garbage, that's the thing, that the Ashpa is Masrachas, that has the Mamas exact din of Tzaya. The same thing, it's not a gay if the person smells it or not, person, once it has it in Tzaya. So Mela, the Reich of that thing has it in Reich Ra, Shriyesh Leyechem, because it's coming from the garbage. And Mela, you need the Aldamas, the Makam Shekel HaReich. And that's the Mechayah. Tzaya has a Chaymer more than Erevim. By Erevim is Loyerach Erevim's father. So the Gemara learns out that Dibrata here is Musa, that if a person is looking in Erevim, or there's an Erevim in front of him, he's allowed to be Mahar with the Ritari. He can't talk in the Ritari, but he allows to be Mahar in there. By Tzaya has a Chaymer over Erevim, that by Tzaya, it's also, even here is also. Chayadim has a Dian, if he wants to make the Machlech the same, it's a here by Tzaya, it's there, I said, there, Abana, not Abana, but it's a Chasa, he brings from Kamir Shem that it's us in the Raisa. The Rabbanim, so the Chaya has a Chaymer that it's even us to hear. So you're not allowed to even be Mahara, the Makim that within Dal Damas, those Makim of a Reich Ra, you're not allowed to even be Mahara. That's why let's say a person's going in the street and he knows this place has garbages that smell, and he's not allowed to even think of learning within Dal Damas of the Reich of the garbage. He has to make sure that he's Dal Damas and Makim Shel Reich. Within his Dal Damas, it can't be the smell of that Ashpa, that's Masrachas. That's what it's before. Let's say there's a Makim, that there's a Suffolk, if there's Tzaya there or not, so it says that the person's not allowed to daven, he's not allowed to learn. Why? Because since if there's Tzaya, this is the Reisa, it's made of a Suffolk, it's like a Suffolk Reisa, the person's Mokhiyut Hashak. Within his Dal Damas, there'll be a Reyach, also he's Mokhiyut Hashak, because it's the same as the Reisa. So let's say a person knows that in this street, the garbage is sometimes smells, so that's what would divide the suffix that I say, he would always know who he was to check to make sure that there's no garbage that smells there. This Dereisa is only by Reich Rashi Eishleika. That means that the thing that's emitting the smell gives off the Reich. So the Reich of a thing that's there has a din of the Tzaya itself. Just like this. The Tzaya is also Dereisa, so the Reich is also Dereisa also. But the Reich Rashi Eishleika, that means that there's something that's giving off a bad smell, but the thing is not there anymore. Or it was never there. That's called Reich Rashi Eishleika. Reich Rashi Eishleika is only us from the Rabbanan. It doesn't really have a din of Tzaya. There's no Tzaya there. You don't have to be machik dal damit and makim shekel HaReich. As long as you don't smell it, it's mutter. So in case of the mother died for the baby. baby. And then she took out the diaper. It's not Yeshle Yikah because the diaper's not there anymore. Now it's just the Reach Rashein Yikah. So as long as he doesn't smell it, it's Mutter. He doesn't have to make sure to go to Alda Amis Mamakim Shekal Areyach. Another Chiddush, the Reach Rashein Yikah, is that by Tamat Torah, the Hafacha is called the Reach Rashein Yikah. Look at Tamat Torah. Since they used to sleep a lot of times in the Beis Medrash, people used to fall asleep by learning, or they used to sleep in the Beis Medrash. So a lot of times the person's sleeping, he could be Masiach. So it'll come out that they say that the people wouldn't be able to learn. So they gave a kula, the Gabi Reach Rashein Yikah, that's the Tamat Torah's Mutter. The person himself is Masiach is also, because man, he smells the smell, like a Reach Rashein Yikah. But for the rest of the people, it's Mutter, even Mamish Bishas is smelling Reach Rashein Yikah. It's Mavur, not just the Hafach, it's Mavur that any Reach Rashein Yikah goes into that Hesse. It's only Hesse by learning, not by davening. So if the person's davening, he would have to stop davening, because man, he smells the smell. Once he doesn't smell the smell, it would be Mutter, even though he knows the smell's in the room and he's within the Aldamas of the smell. But since it's Reach Rashein Yikah, he would be able to continue davening. So the garbage, if it's covered or not, Shiloh is called Reach Rashein Yikah, since it's covered. Well, no, that since the Reach Ra really is inside the garbage, it's just you covered it. It's Machlekes if it's called Reach Rashein Yikah or Ein Yikah, and the mice we have to be Machma. But it's only if it comes out from the garbage, not if it's inside the garbage. That's him. He said about garbage is Nasanageya. The olden times they had, the sewer system was not covered a pipe underneath the ground. It was just ditches. People didn't just throw garbage. They used to be Tishachim. So there was a lot of times in the gay in those times to say, but Manazah, it's usually in the gay and the Tzayah so much in the Rechayv, it's outside. Even though you have birds and different animals that are running around, a lot of times they're not say it, but it's Mathur. Most Chayas and Behemoths, all the things that say it, doesn't have a din Tzayah. Even what you would think as Susim, horses, or Davin, which is Shkiach, like a lot of times in the country, you have the horses in the middle of the street that not to say, or that people have dogs. The dogs run around and not to say, but it's Mathur. Then Halacha, that doesn't have a din Tzayah. It doesn't leave the smell, so be it. It's not such a weird smell. But the Halacha doesn't have a din Tzayah. Even though you see dogs running around, and you'd see a dog, and I was Mashim and Mamish Matal Tzayah, you'd still be able to talk and learning, let's say, brachas as you're walking right next to the Tzayah of the Tzayah's club. The only really type of animal or creature that we do have that has a din Tzayah is a chasol, a cat. It's very, sometimes cat and yourself, mostly of the cat. And that's really the only thing that the Tzayah's chasol has a din Tzayah. But it's not so shkiach because the type of a chasol is that when if it does a shkiach shachav, it covers it up in the ground. So maybe it's not on top, so it's not the shkiach to find the tzayis chasol of the cat. So tzayis chasol is not shkiach. The other tzayis of all the different animals are not, don't have it in tzayis, so it's not shkiach by us. That's why the person wants to say Kiddush Levana, especially in the country, in the bungalow colonies. There's all different animals. He doesn't have to worry that maybe there's some type of tzayis, because it's not shkiach that there should be something that should be a problem with the Raisin. So the Gemara is with word that Midiraisa is only Tzaya, and Meiraglayim is only Kineged Amish and Meiraglayim as the Meiraglayim comes out. And the Gemara splits up the Pasuk because it's really two Pesukim. It says, Yad Tilachim Chutz Lamachna, the Yatasa Lashem Chutz. That you have to have a plate and you go outside. And that it doesn't take cover up. And the next Pasuk it says, Yad Tilachim Zecha, so hi, the Shift of Chutz, as if you're starting a new subject. Hi, the Shift of Chutz, the Chavata Bavati, the Yisisa Zecha. So the Gemara splits it up. The Gemara says the first thing is Riyad Tilachat Machna, that's from Meiraglayim. Just have a plate. But I see it's Meiraglayim because Meiraglayim is only out there as it's coming out. So as long as you make sure you have a place to do it, so you make sure nobody's around that's going to be talking and learning, or thinking and learning, it's Mutter. Ashkin, the next thing is by Yisrach or Gedolim, that's already by Yibashiv Tachachot, then you have to dig it up. So Midiraisa, the Gemara says that Midiraisa only connected homage to Meiraglayim, that's when Meiraglayim comes out as also, not once it fell Aris. Once it fell Aris, it's also Midiraisa. Well, an afternoon of it's the Rabbanan of the Raisa is the person has to check. I think that's what the Safed Raisa has to check. So the Rabbanan, he's not mechuyav to check, unless it's very easy to check. He's not mechuyav to check. That's why in the Gaelot say sometimes a child could take in the clothes. And so it's just Hashtana. So if it's all absorbed, it doesn't have it in Mary Line. But let's say a Sefer Hamas Latviyah, that means that it's so wet that when you touch the clothing, you could wet something else. When you touch your finger to that thing, you could wet something else. That has a in the Meiraglayim. That's cool that you have Meiraglayim vein. So mainly you need Dalad Amis from the Meiraglayim. But let's say you're not sure if the Meiraglayim is so wet that when you touch it, you touch something else. So you touch it, you see how wet it is. But that's it. You don't start touching every place in the kid's clothing to make sure that it's not Tevel Naslasiyah. It's not so easy. So Mela advised like a Suffolk Rabbanan, a Suffolk Navy line, they weren't afraid of a Muslim Suffolk.
Let's just say one more cloud. We'll see if there's any Gaia. Like this, we said that, you know, Dal Dan Shalad and it's called his Makkah, and so Mela the Asaya. Within his Dal Dan, it's turned to Machnea Kaddish. It was in the Gemara that that's only on the side of the person, in the back of the person, that's only a Dal Dan. But in front of the person, as far as his eyesight could see, from what Martin Loyay knows, that's us, even with Chutzah Dal Dan. That's from Loyay knows, within his eyesight, in front of him, it's us, even Chutzah Dal Dan. It's not telling if it's at night, even a person that's blind, I can't see. As long as it's within the eyesight, that he would be able to see it, it would be a seeing person, and it would be daylight, so maybe it's us, even if his eyes are closed. So the front of his asim le'ena. So he just says, "Very excited to come up like it." The shaynim had to understand why the front of his asim le'ena. It's not like his rush and the rashba. The rashba's chance that Nayu is Daladamis. So what's this new thing that the front of his asim le'ena? So he learns that really the pasuk of Yarsati Elachal Nachal Nesachim Achanecha and Yarsatachas. The end of the pasuk is Le'erachah Erev Zaver. Goes on erva. It's just like the Nisus say at the beginning of the pasuk. There's also Nisus erva that any makan mechutzah by the isha, the rishon, they can makan the erva that you're not allowed to say the retire. So the Rashi learns that at the end of the pasuk, you have a saga. Also goes on the beginning of the pasuk of tayyeb says also have a saga. Anything that's back of the mechutzah, the back of the other is called something erva. So mela, so you have a saga. At the end of the pasuk. Goes on say also. So not only is there Nissa Ria Verba when you say the Rikidusha, there's also Nissa of Ria Saya when you see the Rikidusha. That's how the Rashman is. Erva Bashashas the Gemara says is also. Say Bashashas is Mutter. You say by Erva Erva Zavra goes on Saya. So what's the difference between Erva Shashas? Say Bashashas of the Gemara says is what the Gemara says. But it says that the Sitha Mohammed Skas, it's a Chiddush Akra. But even though there's Nisa, Riyah, and Isaiah, just like the other, but as long as it's Mechutza, even if it's Mechutza with Ashashis, with the Gleas, it doesn't matter. I'm with Kasia. That's enough. That's how the Rashman is. But the Issa, the Riyah, Isaiah, the Lepana, within his eyesight, is Nisa, Riyah, and Zavah. That's how the Rashman is. And the Rashlans, no. You see, Ava Ashashis is Asa, and Seva Ashashis is Asa. I can't claim that it's within and Riyah. But he says that, Akafi, it's not like that. Akafi, it has to be a Chsarna Machnayu. And the right thing is that Enoch Tami on the side of the person, the back of the person, the master is only within Dal Damit, but in front of him. That what a person could see has a Shaitas him and Zriya Shal Susim. So within his eyes, that in front of him is called Machnei. So according to the Rosh, the sign of the Fana, Malayana, but say why it can be Malayana is the same bit of Machnei. So it comes out, the master of the person is on the side, the Dal Damit, the back and the side. In the front, the master of the person goes up to where his eyes make it see. That's how the Rosh is. See, there's a lot of nafkaminas between the Rosh and the Rashba. Rosh of the nafkamin is what they've been down in the Shulchan Aruch. So one nafkamin is like over here. We know that Saya is different than the Erva. By Erva, it's not even Erva, Erva is covered. Only Zivir is after here in Mutter. But what's by Saya is the person that's Saya within his Haldamas. He's not allowed even the Maharas. Not only Riyah, even here is after. So what's with Moliyena? So it comes out like this, that according to the Rashba, that the Rashba learns that the Isra of Malayna, the Shilton for the Arab Zava, end of the Pasuk, that that's the Homakar of the Isra Malayna. So just like by Erva, here is Masri, because you learn after the Arab Zava, Jibrat, here is Masri. So what in Saya, if you have Saya, the Malayna, it will be Masri over here. Here will be Asa, here is Masri. According to the Rash, that the Isra of Saya, Malayna, is Machneu, it's just like on Machneu, with Ayn Machnevi Kaddish on the side and the back, it's also here. Within the type of Malayna, will be us to hear. You're like the Mary Gazah, according to Rashba, there's two dinim and say it. But then you dial Thomas all around you, and here is us also, because that's the Chsarna Machneu. If it's good for Dal Damas in front of you, so then give it us, here's Matis, a new din, Ali Yoch, Ali Saba, a new din, a new Matar. So there's two dinim and say it, din and Machner, and a din and Riyah, and that din and Riyah is only din is us, it's two dinim. And according to the Rash, it's one din, Machneu. And wherever it's Machneu in the sides is Dal Damas, in the front is Asa Riyah, but wherever it's Machneu, it's also Behir. That's one nafkamina. But if that is a nafkamina, then it comes out that according to the Rosh, that the whole Yisrael is out Machneyum, it's only if it's shaykh to say it's Yudmatechna Yamachna. Let's say he's standing in a wedding hall, and another side of the wedding hall is 200 feet away. It's shaykh. So it's the Dalai Lama, it's such a big place. No. Well, since it's the same Malayan, it's called Machneyo, even if it's the Dalai Lama. Or he's standing outside and the Tzay is outside. You could say it's Machneyo. Well, let's say he's standing inside and the Tzay is outside, or he's standing outside and the Tzay is inside. So it's two different reshutins. Even if he could see it, it's not sure I have to say it's Machneyo. It's two different kindness, but when the Rosh is mother. When the Rosh for that is not out Machneyo, this is the Riyah. So just like Arabic, look at Arabic through, look out inside and Arabic outside. That's the so what then, when it's Rashi, there's two different things. You're inside and the side is outside, it's still be outside. So what do you feel? Unless there's a glass window, but that's Arabic Ashash is looking at the bottom. That's an argument. But according to Rashi, if it's two different Mekhaimis, it'll automatically be Mosa. And according to Rashi, even if it's two different Mekhaimis, it'll still be outside. There's no test against putting. That's lovely. Well, so what's the halacha? The zignafim, what's the halacha? The Muhammad brings down both sheets. The halacha says it's not a klach, right? It's not like the shayla, it's a shayla with the raisa. We're dealing with this with the raisa. The halacha says you have to be machmas for both sheets, by the rash and the rash. Unless you have another subject, then we can make a sex fake out of it. He says, put out the funim. But basically, you have to be machmas and machmas with rash and the rash.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.